Why Addiction Recovery Chaplaincy Matters, Christ-Centered Recovery, Dignity, and Hope. Hi, I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Addiction recovery chaplaincy matters because addiction often touches every part of a person's life. It can affect the body, habits, thoughts, relationships, money, work, family trust, spiritual confidence, church belonging, and hope for the future. Addiction can pull people into secrecy. It can isolate them from the people who love them. It can train the soul to expect failure, rejection, or shame. But Christ-centered recovery ministry begins with a different truth. A person in recovery is not first an addict, a problem, a case, a relapse risk, or a ministry project. A person in recovery is an image bearer of God. That does not minimize sin. It does not excuse harm. It does not ignore responsibility. But it does protect dignity. The chaplain learns to hold truth and mercy together. In addiction recovery settings, people may be very sensitive to tone. A harsh word can sound like condemnation. A careless promise can create false hope. A controlling helper can become part of the problem. A vague spiritual answer can feel shallow when the person is facing cravings, shame, withdrawal, family damage, or fear of relapse. That is why recovery chaplaincy must be wise. The chaplain offers presence, not pressure. The chaplain offers prayer by permission, not spiritual force. The chaplain offers scripture with consent, not as a weapon. The chaplain encourages accountability, but does not control the person. The chaplain supports recovery, but does not replace sponsors, counselors, treatment providers, pastors, or recovery leaders. Christ-centered recovery also reminds us that sobriety alone is not the whole picture. Sobriety matters deeply, but restoration is bigger than simply not using. God's restoring work includes truth, repentance, renewed habits, repaired relationships where possible, spiritual growth, community support, and learning to live as a whole embodied soul before God. The local church has an important role here. Churches can become places of shame, silence, and suspicion, or they can become communities of grace, truth, accountability, prayer, and wise support. Addiction recovery chaplains can help churches learn how to welcome people in recovery without becoming naive, careless, or controlling. This ministry matters because people need more than slogans. They need steady Christian presence. They need someone who can sit with pain, speak hope, respect limits, and point toward Christ without pretending the road is easy. That is the call of addiction recovery chaplaincy.